time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. There is an event coming your way that's so significant the post office has issued a commemorative stamp for it. On Monday, August 21st, 2017, a historic solar eclipse will occur. The path of 100% totality, spanning parts of 14 states, will extend in an arc across the United States from south of Portland, Oregon, in the west, to mid-South Carolina in the east. The last time people in the U.S. were able to experience a solar eclipse was back in 1979, and viewing was limited to just a handful of states in the north and northwest. You'd have to go way back to 1918, 99 years ago, to find a solar eclipse that transited the entire U.S. mainland from coast to coast. What does this mean for Montanans? We'll experience around 85 to 95% totality, depending on your location in the state. This means that you'll see a nearly complete blockage of the sun as the moon moves between the sun and earth and casts its shadow over us. Visually, the dark disk of the moon will occlude the sun, leaving just a 5 to 15% sliver of the sun's bright halo at the top. Think of it as midnight at midday. For most Montanans, the greatest totality will occur in a time window of approximately 11:30 to 11:50 a.m. Mountain Time. The entire transit event, meaning the time it takes for the moon to move across the face of the sun, will last around 2 hours and 45 minutes. So plan on about an hour and a half on each side of the totality window to catch the whole thing. If you are viewing the eclipse directly, certified eclipse glasses for eye protection are essential. We can't emphasize this enough. To view 100% totality, you must journey to specific places in neighboring Idaho or Wyoming. Don't assume that you'll be able to find accommodations, as this is a major astronomical event, and many places are already booked up. Check out the URLs provided in the written edition of Field Notes at mtpr.org. These websites will allow you to determine what you can see in your community, given reasonable viewing conditions. In a subsequent edition of Field Notes, closer in time to the eclipse event, we'll outline the kinds of community resources that will be available for Montana eclipse viewers. Also, should weather prove uncooperative, we'll talk about opportunities for indirect viewing, such as imagery downloads from high-altitude balloons. If you have information about how your community plans to participate in the Great Eclipse event, please send your submission to the Montana Natural History Center at eclipse@montananaturalist.org. In the meantime, as you anticipate the actual eclipse event, check out the new eclipse stamp from the U.S. Post Office. It features a photograph of a total eclipse taken in Libya in 2006 and is the first of its kind to be printed in thermochromic ink. This means that when you rub the stamp's eclipse image with your fingers, the generated heat reveals an underlying image of the moon. Once it's cooled, the stamp reverts back to the image of the eclipse. Monitor the USPS website for the availability of eclipse stamps and get them while they're hot or cool. Today's Field Note was written by Bev Engelman. I'm Tom Engelman for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information about upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit our website at montananaturalist.org.